one basic aspect of prayer. The entire physical existence of man is subject to Kedusha. There's nothing that the Rabbanu Shel Olam created concerning the human being which is not subject to Kedusha. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamed Aleph proclaims the principle of B'chol Brachecha Da'eh. And every action that the human being does in this world can access Kedusha. Mitzvahs are mekadosh every part of the human being. The mitzvahs that he does with each part of his body, mekadosh every single part of his body. In the Tefillah Zaka that we recite on Erev Yom Kippur, right before the beginning of Yom HaKadosh, so you make a reckoning of all the aspects of the physical existence. Where we've erred and failed to be Mekadosh. The Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, Asiri, the tenth principle of Tshuva, is Lahetiv Pa'olov, is to rectify our actions, Vadovar Asher Zodo Olov, with the very things with which we'd sinned. They mistakel Barayas, if I used my eyes improperly to look at things that I shouldn't look at. Yisnag V'shichas Enayim. So I should teach myself to look downwards, to be mekadosh my eyes. V'chotto b'loshen hara, if I use my tongue to speak loshen hara, is yasik b'ter, I should use my tongue to speak words of Torah. V'chol ha'ivorim asher chotto, in any part of the human body with which he sinned, yishtado l'kayim by mitzvahs, I should use it for a mitzvah. V'chein omru ravoseinu z'chonu l'vrocho, ha'tzadikim, the truly righteous, is b'oisa dova shechaitin by misratzim. They seek to find favor before the Rabbanu Shel Olam, not by coming from a different direction, but through the same area of life that they've used to sin. Now they sanctify them and use these as a medium to produce kedusha. Oid omru b'masiso. Chavilo shel averus, if you've done piles of averus, packages of averus, I say kinegdim chavilo shel mitzvahs. Corresponding to that, do many, many piles of mitzvahs. As Rabbeinu Yonah writes elsewhere, the Torah we write that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is asher lo yikach sheichad. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't take sheichad. So the shayla chazal, what sheichad can we give the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? A boss of a dog. You build a patio on the back of his house for him. You send him to a fancy restaurant. You give him two tickets to go to Hawaii. That's the bribe that you give to a boss of a dom. If you want to give sheikha to a boss of a dom. But what sheikha can we give the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Just build him a new swimming pool in his backyard. What are we going to do for him? What shaykh to give sheikha to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? The Torah has to tell us, Ashalo yikach sheikha. So Chazal tell us, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this elsewhere, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't take sheichad mitzvahs. That in business, so if I do business with you and you do business with me, so at the end of each month we do an accounting. So I sold you 10,000 and I bought from you 8,000. So I send you a bill at the end of the month for $2,000. You send me a check and we're settled. We set off the accounts receivable against the accounts payable, and we see what the difference is, and we settle up. In Shemayim, they have a different set of books. In Shemayim, the way it works is you have to pay on the accounts payable, and they pay on, in other words, we have to pay on the accounts payable, and we're paid for our accounts receivable. But they don't balance off against each other. So if a person did 100 chatom and 100 averus, they don't say, well, you draw a line, it's zero. The books are even, no. We are subject to einish for 100 chaton, and we'll get schar for 100 mitzvahs. So what does this chazal mean when chazal tells us in Bar Yikra Rabba, Masisa chaviloi shel averus, asei kenegdan, chaviloi shel mitzvahs. They don't set off against each other, but rather, what chazal means, raglayim memarut lorus lero, if I ran to do things that I shouldn't do in this world, you rots in the bar mitzvah, I should use my feet to run for a bar mitzvah. The shoin shocker, if I spoke with my tongue improperly, is emes yagachiko. Then my tongue should speak truth. Ufiv yiftach b'chochma, I should speak words of Torah, b'saras chesed al shoin, and words of chesed. Yadayim shoyv chayz dom, if a person has used his hands improperly, pasayach tiftach as yodu le'echov la'aniyav, open his hands, extend his hands with his tongue. And I am Romans, if he's a person that's arrogant, he daka b'shachinai. Leiv chayrish machshavas oven, if his heart brings forth evil, b'libo yitzpon imrei Torah, he should focus on Torah. He hogus libo tunas. Meshaleach v'doni b'nachem, he's a person that creates machleikis between people, is the v'akasholah viewing the faith, that he should become a v'akasholah. He's a ma'aser that I was involved with, that a person died at sea in a tragic accident. And when a person dies at sea, the body doesn't survive intact. Either the circumstances of the water or the balechai that are in the water, the rear that the goof survives intact. Plus maybe the trauma of how we arrive in the water. What was recovered from his body was whole, or as 2 feet? His 2 feet were whole. This person was meiser nefesh to walk a very long distance every Shabbos to go to shul. Tremendous mesiras nefesh to go to shul and walk back every week. That was Mekadosh's feet. And that Min HaShemayim is the one part of him that remained intact. So each mitzvah that we do was Mekadosh's. Chalila on Aveira is Metame. We did an Aveira, so we have to seek to do mitzvahs to be reintroduced. To be mechadesh anew the kedusha of that chelek of the guf. This is the 10th principle of tshuva.